Go for it.
This amazing episode of Why Do We Hang Out is brought to you by Flaming Joe's. At conveniently two locations, one in the Valley, one up on Division. I'm not going to give you the exact address, because
the one on Division is 7015 North Division, and the one out in the Valley is 11618 East Sprague.
And you work there?
Yes, I do.
All right. Making sure.
Only at one, though. Not both.
Obviously.
We have daily specials, 3 to 6. We have happy hour, 9 to close. We have happy hour specials. We have a daily special, which will give you food. If you want to come in...
It'll give you food.
If it's not food, what could it be?
Beer.
Oh, beer, that's good.
There's no other better way to spend your day on a hot summer day than cooling off with a cold beer.
Keep going. So come on down to Flaming
Joe's. So come on down to Flaming Joe's. We're just kind of winging it right now.
Winging it.
You barely fucking saved that with the winging it.
And so, again, this episode is brought to you by Flaming Joe's.
Go fuck yourself, Justin!
Best one so far.
Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 13. Not for metaphobes. We talk about throwing up this much.
Which is a butt fuck.
You can't see it. But it's a
lot. Stretching his arms.
When you do this much with your hands, it's exactly that amount.
It's Drill, it's a fucking podcast. Describe it, please.
It's this much.
Wait, no, is it this wicked much?
No, yeah. No. That's excessive. That's excessive.
Can't
he's
wicked.
He's just mad. He doesn't. Yeah, don't use it properly, dude. Don't get mad because you know you're looking really wicked bad. See? Proper context.
This episode was a wicked fucking pisser. It's on tape. Chris is going to Gore with us this year.
So
too.
What about Jacob?
Yeah?
Jacob's going to Gore!
Yeah!
We're going to do a podcast after it. We're going to do a podcast after it and be like, why? What did we do wrong?
Well, you guys are fucking stupid. I don't understand the fucking bar.
I need excuses to get out of the house, so yeah.
That's a great excuse.
There you go.
Yeah, he's got a toddler. Yeah. Gotta get out of the house sometimes.
And then Justin gets hit with a fucking Roman candle.
Almost.
You said it happened.
No.
Yeah,
it was very close.
No, he has been shot with
it. I have.
Yeah, I
but
was
that
not the
wasn't
one
my
answer.
All right.
Yeah, it's
different.
Get fucking close.
Different episode tells you how much I fucking listen.
Yeah,
I was just imagining
he's like
him in pain.
Oh,
so good. Made me half a chubby.
I listen to inappropriate songs around children, apparently.
terrible human being and terrible parent.
Yeah.
Okay. Great parent, terrible human being.
Yeah.
That's
better. That's better. Okay.
I think
this is just the heaviest fucking
metal
really.
Except for me and Ron.
And then he's like, this is good music. And he dances to it.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah.
Kale loves like Rob Zombie and Power Man 5000. And I'm just like, that'll do, pig.
I still listen to Mars.
When we're in the truck, I'm like, what do you want to listen to? And he's like, throw on some zombie. And just that sentence alone, just throw on some zombie. And I'm just like,
good kid.
Astro Creep 2000. And he fucking loves it. That whole album, he's just like, I love it. He's the Devil Man. Devil Man. And he does it not sick shit. It's just Devil Man. And I'm just like, you're so great.
That's so fucking adorable, dude. Right on.
Like, it's just like us listening to, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot when we were kids, so.
Yeah, I was in tons of Sir Mix-a-Lot. I turned out okay.
When I was at Comic-Con a couple years ago, I turned out okay. There's a Louis Vuitton store in between... In between our hotel and the Washington State Convention Center, and every time we'd walk by, we'd swap meet Louis, and kind of say, what are you singing?
Love that song.
Fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Honestly, he does like probably 15 better songs than Baby Got Back.
Oh, yeah.
Swap
no.
Meet Louis being one of them.
Yeah.
So
with that,
music.
With that, if you have problems with people throwing up, maybe this isn't your episode.
You honestly, you're 13 episodes in. Kind of get the fuck
over
it. I'm sorry. I'm
gonna
be nice about it. You know what to expect from us. It's a new one. We take it for a twist because we don't bring up throw up before. But deal. Just deal. Or fast forward. You got a 15 second skip.
Or write your letters to Chris.
Yeah, or write them to me. Twitter. Why do we hang out? Facebook. Why do we hang out? fucking hit me up and be like, I have an opinion, blah, 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 so mad.
Our email account is whydowehangout@gmail.com.
Hit us up there. We're lonely. We want some love. On Twitter. He did it. See? He tried. And I was going for it. This time my brain was like, no! You did the thing!
You were playing fucking Harvey Dent and shit.
Yeah, it was. It was like, if you kill him, he'll go away. You'll never hear it ever again.
Yeah, but then he gets fixed by his doctor
guy. I feel like I'm back stronger.
Not for the podcast. I'll talk to you about it later. You guys don't know about it because you don't read. Well, you do, but he reads on skip.
Do they have pictures in it?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm not even on the new 52.
Oh, it's so good.
Anyway, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. With like no sleep, half hungover, and just miserable and hot, and it sucked. And I just felt like Justin does when he comes in and makes that poor choice of, I'm not doing it. So I'm not going out again. I'm not doing it again. Not doing it.
Saturdays and Mondays.
Then Friday night rolls around.
Yeah, then we drank on Friday.
And then Friday night happens, and then you guys left, and I stayed with Falana for a bit.
Yeah, I saw you talking to him.
And so we hung out, and then I went home.
You were pretty shitty yesterday.
I was not sober at all.
Is that
you only had those two drinks? Or you had stuff?
No, for yesterday? For yesterday, no. Last night I was not sober at all.
So something you weren't sober enough to have someone attack you on your neck.
You're not getting punched in the neck.
Yeah, we'll go with I was punched. I'll take that.
This is not a bad choice.
Nope. Not at all.
Fuckers didn't hit my face. They just hit my neck.
No. It was not a bad choice. Like, I told them, I can cross, like, four things off the sexual bucket list after last night, so I'm good.
Recording, by the way.
It was a hell of a night. I just was like,
you guys had a terrible week, but I had an
amazing
week.
It was great.
Oh,
boy. Yeah, because you've had the whole week
gone. You've had the whole week
gone. You're not playing Arkham Knight.
It's funny, Justin's sitting there, and he's like, dude, Robert's not fucking talking. I'm like, he has Arkham.
Yeah.
Turn on PlayStation. Yeah. And he'll be like, online. My man.
He's not my friend.
Yes.
My man. Like, every day, every minute. And whether he's
I was playing.
Beep, beep. Arkham Knight. 20 minutes of justice naps. Justice doesn't sleep. It takes power naps.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah, it was.
How long of a game, like, hour-wise, like, do you think that has?
That's probably a 10 to 12-hour game. Just the story?
Yeah, just story. There's a ton of side stuff, though.
Yeah, it took me at least 24 hours to beat everything.
I just don't play the side stuff. I play through it. I'm like, that was good. But
Not Batman.
No, dude. You can't.
You learn too much about that universe to not want to do it.
It's like a comic book within a video game. Like, it teaches you about stuff that sometimes I didn't even know about Batman.
I finished Hush, and that, like, at the end, it's just like, here's everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
In five bubbles.
Nope. And you're like, Hush is basically the root of all evil.
Yeah, it was like this condensed fucking, like, it was thick to get through that.
Hush is good, though.
It is a great book.
I love Hush a lot. Mm-hmm. That and Long Halloween is, like, hands down, probably my
Long Victory.
Favorite one.
Long
that,
Victory and How Long Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably my favorite Batman books, just in terms of, like, they're good detective stories.
Oh,
I was like, great shit, these are fucking good.
They're amazing. So,
I enjoyed those ones a lot.
Yeah.
So have you guys seen the pussy video from Rammstein?
Yes. You sent me the link like 4 days ago. Yep.
You haven't seen it, Justin?
Honestly, I feel like you might have. It's been a while.
He sent us
the link and we were talking about it through text.
I said, if I get like 40 messages from you guys,
this was
skip through.
That video came out when we lived in our last apartment. It's been a long time. And I think you've seen it, but you maybe forgot. It's in English.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about fucking, and yeah,
pussy,
and yeah, and the chorus is, "You've got a pussy, I've got a dick."
Yeah.
So what's the problem? Let's do it quick.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's basically better than anything Miley Cyrus has ever done.
Yeah, exactly.
Done some shitty shit.
What are you doing?
I wanted to try it.
What, with the woman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But when you put it in and you flip it and carbonate it, goes, it tastes better.
Oh.
It's the only way to drink Corona, because, you know, liquid ice water. Corona.
It is
crazy. If you put it with your drop of wine.
Hey, so I didn't bash you for doing it.
No, you stared at me like I was insane
so
doing it.
If you can find the uncensored version.
I look at you like that all the time, because I'm just like, I don't understand you.
That's fair. Like, first 5 seconds or words out of his mouth was like, I hate
first
you.
Five words out of his mouth were something, something, something.
No, no. I'm like, man, it's so hot outside, and Dustin's like,
not hot at all.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, and I'm like, I fucking hate you. I really don't like you. Like, seriously, you always have to be the one that's like, meh.
Thank you. He was hot before it was cool.
Yeah, he's a fucking Mexican, so he's used to the hotness.
We'll get to that.
Fuck off.
Thank you. I'm building a character.
So,
I'm building a real
I'll be your fucking Robin, Chris. Don't worry.
So I just watched Inside Out this weekend. We took Elliot last night.
How was it?
It was really good. But just sitting here and thinking about everything, Justin would be our joy. He has to find the good in everything.
But then destroy it.
Oh, okay. So there's sadness, there's mad, and there's
disgust.
Disgust, okay. So
fear and
name,
joy.
Name who it would be us.
Justin is his own emotion of Justin. He is the precursor to all emotions. He is the
emotion. Justin.
He is the pre-motion to an emotion. Because he causes so many different responses. Laughter, rage, general confusion. Blind bat shit punch faciness. It's like double rage.
Yeah.
That's all compliments. Thanks.
Right there. We all internally responded differently to that.
Fuck you, die!
You're crazy, you won't point your mic.
Oh, yeah, that might be good. Huh? I don't know how that'll happen. That's a little thing.
So, have you seen the video to Pussy?
I think so. I think
where they're just fucking people.
I
like,
think so, yeah.
You can't watch it on
YouTube. I watched the one on
the
YouTube.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Yeah, that's all.
If you find it elsewhere, it's like porn, dude.
it's like 3.5 minutes of just porn.
Yeah, when it came out, Carter fucking came over and he's like, you have to see this! And like, gets on my computer.
I would love Carter sitting at home. No, click.
No, he
pause. Go to see you and go. Why
gotta show my brother?
He would at one point in time. Now he's like fucking busy, but he was coming over for something. But so I'm in my work truck. Fucking doors open, and I'm playing Rammstein. I hear boom, cha, boom, boom, and I'm like, this song sounds familiar. Nah. I drive right by a park. You've got pussy. Kids playing in the splash pad. There are a bunch of moms sitting on the bench with like the babies, telling the toddlers to stop fucking touching that. And man, I've got a dick gun. Oh god damn it! And I'm just blasting
it
music.
Blasting.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Did you turn it off?
Yeah, I turned it. Oh, I switched the fucking song, but
not after 30 seconds. So,
have you guys checked out Disturbed's new video and/or song?
New,
actually, fucking dope.
It's so
like the video.
Disturbed's actually good.
It's a B.
Yeah.
It's like a B Tarantino. Like if you had a Tarantino style B movie budget, they take the Dark Messiah and he comes in on a fucking like Super Devil motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he comes from outer space from the deep dark void with the hand of God to smite
like
the almighty smiter.
He
comes down with the shotguns, like the corporate system and everything. He's like, and you're dead, and you're dead, you're a zombie. Fuck you, boom!
They get really violent.
Corporate. They are straight up. It is the most fuck the system video.
But still, like,
you're like, but you have a record label, so that kind of
rock star is
situational irony. But it is awesome as hell. He fights the devil.
Get a message of
wow.
Yeah, he fights corporate devil, who's stronger than Super Devil because he has the backing of all the corporations.
I
see
those
four
fight
Super
the devil
Saiyan.
Once.
Yeah. There's like a giant ball with all these kids.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And they're like,
I've seen
more
fight midgets though, too. So
it's awesome.
Right on.
Yeah.
Also, I saw Hillary. No, was it Bill Clinton?
It was Hillary and Obama versus Romney and whoever else was on the ticket that time.
Yeah, guys. What his name is?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Harry Dean.
Steven Seagal?
No, I
kind of vote for him. If I had to pick of all the asinine people who seemed like they would run for president if they had money, I'd probably go Steven Seagal.
It was Dean, man. And
he wouldn't take
wait. Hey, I'm coming for you! That's where we got it from.
Yeah. Which I really don't get how he did. I'm like, how did he not win? A president who would be like,
speech.
We're coming for you, Iraq!
Well, no, it was more like I'm working for you. I'm working for you. I'm working for you. I don't know why that fucking like knocked him out.
Yeah, how does boom? It was anything bad to your career?
It was
made like, Dave Chappelle's. So the Republican Party and their opinion towards things. He goes boom, and support goes down.
He was a Dave Chappelle, dude.
Does it, and it goes.
And leaves Africa.
Yeah, he fucked a volcano in his career.
Yeah, fucking volcano. God, I miss that show.
I still think the first episode, that and Clayton Bixby.
Clayton Bixby.
Clayton Bixby was on the first episode.
It's like the very first episode. Like it starts off with them in the disco, and like the chick, he sees the chick on the side of the street dancing to techno music.
Oh, the Honda commercial where they're sitting there and they're just
your titties make my penis soft.
And then like he stops it and comes back and he's like does a slow motion because her titty pops
out. Yeah, okay, he goes, no, watch me. Watch me. Watch me.
Great.
That's just amazing.
I love that.
My favorite thing recently, like I love Keenan Peele. I don't know if you've watched them.
No, I haven't.
It's basically like a Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're funny as shit. Yeah, you know. They do this thing called East vs. West Bowl. And so it's like East College versus West College.
Oh, no.
And they have names.
Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, they'll be like Jaquante Felvenstein. And he's a black guy. He's like, my name is Jaquante Felvenstein.
My name is like Jaquante.
My name is -- asterisk star sign $$ hashtag.
You know, like when the football players show up.
Like, it's that. They all just stand there. And they're like, Millennium Falcon. Like DeVry
from
University.
Yeah.
They're like, Death Row University. Shit like that. And it's beautiful. And then they do this one where one is Obama and the other one is his name is Luther and he's his anger translator. And he sits like this. He does the Obama hands crossed.
Yeah.
And he holds it. So
Obama had him do the anger translator.
He actually had him do it because the show's been on for like four seasons.
Yeah.
And during the show, he would basically redo Obama's things, like after a speech or whatever, something would happen.
Yeah.
And the one dude would be Obama, and he's like, so you know, America, all we got to do is get behind this and we can be successful.
Yeah.
And Luther would be like, quit being fucking retarded! You're stupid! You're stupid! You're all fucking stupid!
Holy shit.
And then he would stop, and he goes, Luther, calm down. Sorry, just, I'm real heated. And he'll stop. And then Obama would say something. So during the last dinner, like the president's dinner.
Press dinner.
Yeah, the big press dinner. He goes, I'm not an angry guy. A lot of you know that. So I want to bring out Luther, my anger translator. And it's him. And you just know, like, you hit a point in your career of just perfect moment.
Ooh, I'm in trouble.
Fucking had the fuck phone. Yeah.
That's pretty dope, though. Yeah. Everybody gets one.
I got the Batman chime. It's all good. All right. And it is off.
And he, and so as Obama is actually doing his speech, Luther is doing the angry Obama with him, and it is the best moment ever. And then it gets to a point where Obama switches gears, and he gets mad, and he goes off, and Luther's like, dude, you need to calm down. Like, it's a role reversal, and he walks by Michelle, and he goes, if this keeps up, call me. And he walks, and he goes, oh, God. You couldn't write comedy that good.
That moment,
you made it. Just you're set.
Yeah.
At that point, you could kill a Kennedy to be okay.
Do you listen to Obama on WTF?
No.
Mark Maron has a podcast called WTF, and now you haven't heard of it. It's beyond me.
Haven't?
It's super, but the president was on it this week.
Is it super good?
It's really good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, like, and then Mark
Maron. I really only like Obama because it makes people mad. That's it. Like, why people like Justin likes things, knowing it's going to drive us insane.
Yeah.
That's genuinely, at this stage in his presidential career, he could cure cancer, and I'd be like, oh, that's going to make so many people mad.
I like
him. Like, that's the part I like about him, is that whatever he can do, he could murder someone, and they go, oh, of course he would do it.
Yeah,
he
has good ideas.
He would get rid of AIDS. He would be like, I personally funded this. Out of my pocket, AIDS is cured.
And then people
someone's
like,
going to have a problem with it. I'm like, yes. Because people, like, just the way they get mad.
You're just
saying
I'm adjusting too much.
No, it's fucking weird the way
like,
people
the
get.
Way they get mad at
him. We blame him for nothing. Like,
global
that,
warming,
like,
robot invasion.
He's out of his control.
Global warming that we don't recognize.
By Obama administration. And you're just like, I love you people so much. Because you couldn't,
fucking
if you go back in time, we don't, there's no time before any of this.
Yeah.
With the way of social media, the media itself,
yeah.
Were those people were allowed to have a voice. And now they have it, and it's CNN and Fox News. Because CNN is so...
The Kennedy show,
it's like
right?
It's like the Jeb Bush of fucking mass media. It's sad. Like, I can't.
I was kind of disappointed about Jeb Bush campaign. Like, it was just not Bush. It was just Jeb. Just like,
because he's, he can't your brother was George Bush, would you want to go, my name is the guy that also ran the country.
And my daddy ran it too.
My dad and like, my brother went to war. Vote for me.
My brother went to war because daddy didn't win all the way.
Yeah.
Because Saddam said, I don't like you, George Bush, and I want to kill you.
And he left.
Yeah.
And so then the second, his son went in for revenge. And
then I killed all of America's sons. To kill Saddam.
Yeah, because hey, you gotta do shit. I don't know what Jeb would do. Like, that would be World War III. He would have to be like, you love me now, mommy and daddy? Click, 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 click. And then the red button. And then it's just go.
This whole thing is right now. I'm not my brother.
Yeah. He's like, for real. He's like, I may be stupid, but I ain't dumb. That's different. Jeb, I'm Florida.
That different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeb makes it different.
Change your name.
I'm running Florida, maybe. Is
not, and you don't want to have that thing.
No.
So what was like, you ran what, Florida? Ooh, we're not gonna.
That
not
should be really easy to run Florida, too, because everyone's gonna die.
No, it's hard to run Florida. You heard this. It is a terrible place.
Not for, like, for corporate, for, like, the military, like, you know, the cops or the firemen, like, that's where it's all fucked up.
The state itself will sink. It's swampland, and they were like, let's build a state on it. And they were like, yeah, all right, that's whatever that is for you. And then they're surprised when hurricanes come. And you're like, you're surprised? Swirly wind every year. And they're like, I just didn't see it coming.
I guarantee you could ask a resident there if they had a snake at one time in their house, uninvited.
And they
or an alligator.
Huge yeah.
Yeah.
Nature's just there. It gives no fucks towards them.
Yeah. My aunt and the people in their backyard.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just like, bye, and they're like, what are you going to do about it? Posable thumbs my ass and walk away.
My vacation next year, we're going to Florida.
I also like to live dangerously.
Oh, it's
I'll eat a double quarter pounder of cheese, though. I'll take high cholesterol if we're going to Florida. Now you're going to do it off pier, and then it's all going to come back in everybody's face.
That's what I watched while I was editing last night's episode. Yeah. And I was like, Kevin, what's wrong? When I die, I want Chris and Justin to take me out to a cliffside in a Folgers can. It's got to be a metal can. She's like, where are we going to find a metal can? I'm like, an antique shop or something.
Fair.
Yeah, because they don't do it in metal cans if it's plastic.
Yeah.
And I want,
well, it's Folgers now.
I want Justin to dump out the can.
Can it be a Mill House?
Huh?
Mill House coffee.
No.
Used to make
Folgers.
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 What the fuck is wrong with you, Justin?
Jeez.
Can I take the place to Justin because he doesn't know what the fuck?
No, because Justin needs to pour the ashes out so they blow back in my
Justin
face.
Justin has to be Walter
for the moment to work.
I don't
he's
be Walter.
Walter.
Everybody wants.
Everybody
to be Walter.
Walter. I don't want to be. You need to be the guy who's in his own fucking element and to say that to other
everyone
people.
Everyone fucking goes by the fucking rules.
The only good part of Transformers 4 was
the
that Walter was basically a giant robot. That's like the only good part of that whole movie. That's the only saving grace of Transformers 4 was waiting for him to be like, you're out of your fucking element, Optimus Prime! And just fucking shoot him.
He had like a 5-minute montage of just killing.
Killing. Everything on him was a gun and grenade or
like
bullet. Fucking gun. Yeah. Or like, his guns fired more guns that fired bullets of grenades. And you're like, I just want one. And you're just waiting for it's out of your fucking element.
There's a part in there, like, Marky Mark gets, like, a grenade from the Transformer. And it's, like, the same, like, size, like, 3 times bigger than, like, a bowling ball.
Well, it's because it's a Transformer.
It's a Transformer.
Like, how is it supposed to
it's making
it
off?
It's probably, like, 100 pounds of a pin.
Pull the pin, drop the grenade on your foot. Damn it.
He's not going to toss it.
Drops the pin on somebody, kills him.
Yeah, he just throws the pin. I don't do this.
Because a grenade probably weighs a couple 100 pounds.
Because he's a Transformer.
Every time I watch The Big Lebowski, though, that movie gets funnier. Like,
every time.
So
oh, yeah.
You really enjoy it that much more.
When he launches the bowling ball into the Nihilist's chest, and you're like, that's the greatest fucking thing. And he just takes all three of them on, who cut your dick off?
I'll be honest, my favorite part.
That's not how a ransom works!
Man? The old Western guy. I love the old Western guy the most.
The narrator?
Sam Elliott?
Yeah. No, I think I love when he meets Old Lebowski, and he's like.
He meets the big Lebowski.
Yeah, but he's like, I just want my rug. Man, he goes, you're a fucking freeloader, and it's like 20 minutes of this dude yelling at him, and he's just like,
he just puts his sunglasses on and just,
I just want my rug, and he walks outside, and Tara Reeve's like, give you a blowjob, like
$4,000,
and I love where he goes,
he can't watch though,
yeah, you know, and
$400,
yeah, and he had that like,
Philip Seymour Hoffman, dude, he's such a great actor,
was past tense,
yeah, sorry,
yeah. Great actor, not a great heroin addict.
No, no, he failed it.
Yeah, failed it. Failed.
Not great.
He overdosed. Yeah, yeah, he overdosed on being
his self control was the opposite
was
of acting.
Was he too good at it because he did?
No, he failed at it because no moderation.
Don't fucking say anything.
Don't.
This is Phil fucking Seymour Hoffman.
Don't.
Well, Dave,
he could have played the penguin
heroin too. No, we'll still make fun of it.
Yeah, but see, Philip Seymour Hoffman's been different.
Yeah,
Dave fucking Brocky, you take it back.
Fuck off! I don't even know that
for lead singer Gwar. Yeah.
How many times have you been to Gwar? None.
How many times you going this year?
None.
One. You going with us.
Just talk to Chris. He's coming with us.
I have not gone to... honestly, this is a real story. This is a
fucking show.
This is a... We're going to have to. You have to. The only reason why I'm going to Gwar...
This is a story in itself. Yeah. Because I was going to tear into Justin
for 8 years, they've gone to Gwar.
Okay.
Traditionally, it's, hey, Chris... Come to Gwar. Mm-hmm. Normally,
my panties.
I have to work. Who's telling the fucking story?
You
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to Gwar.
You can tell your version of the story.
You're going.
No. So this is how I'm writing art. Either I would have to work so they could both go if we worked at the same job, or I just don't fucking like Gwar. Yeah. The doc went to Gwar once.
No, he's been there.
He had probably good reason in his face. He left.
That was Lamb of God. He so left.
They're all angry white people.
He left. What?
It's a different. He had piercings in his face.
Yeah.
His tongue ring was gone. His earrings were gone.
His
everything.
He lost his fucking shirt.
He probably got raped and didn't know it. And he lost a shoe.
But to be fair,
and you fucking like that shit?
Andrew always, he takes off clothing when he's drunk.
He's drunk. And he's like, fuck yeah! And he's no bigger than me in a pit full of sized, bigger white guys.
Yeah.
So.
The dog. I can't mush as hard as the dog.
That dude can crank it to 12 like none other. But anyway, they always go to Gwar. I always say no, it's tradition.
Then because it's the greatest fucking show.
You go for
they go blah, 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 so mad. And I go, don't care, I'm not going. And then, the general reason of why not is the following day when I see them, and they're limping, and they have what looks like cum and or blood stains on their shirt, bruises, and...
I don't wear my Gwar shirt the next day.
So, they look like hell.
My beard...
Is stained with pink for like a month.
No, Lance's hair was pink.
Lance's hair was pink.
My beard was like discolored.
It comes out pretty easily.
And...
Yeah.
It's every year they look like hell, and Justin always is like,
our skin might have been kind of.
It changes color.
Are you guys mentally fucking retarded?
Thank like, you. No. So, every year they do this. At least you can be honest with that one. So, every year they do this.
Okay.
This last year, I was like, dudes, I'm not going to fucking Gwar. We would have been able to go. Justin was supposed to go. Jarrell goes with Carter and Lance, right? And
I just went.
And you were going to go, and then you're going to meet him.
There's always like 10 people.
Yeah,
we usually.
Well,
there's a bunch of us.
An event transpires.
Okay.
Also, someone was like,
hold on, it's the first year after Dave Brocky died.
Yeah.
So they had.
I had told them I would go if they were able to go.
They had their new singer, who was an old bass player.
Okay.
And they had this huge, like, wicked awesome send off for Brocky, like like they centered the whole show because they have a storyline for every show about Brocky like going to another dimension and then like pieces of him would come back.
The fuck?
And
it's insane. Yeah, they just tell you the story.
Yeah, they kill people on stage and spray the blood.
Remember we were talking about midgets and wrestling, and
they had like a Hitler and Jesus Christ fight one time, and there was blood and cum everywhere.
The first time I went, they went down to hell, conquered it, and then got bored ruling hell, so they came back to Earth at the end of the show.
So
it's so
that's Gwar. Justin was supposed to go, and I was like, if you go, I'll if I was able to get off in time, fuck it, I'll go.
Yeah.
An event transpires with somebody else, where they're like, hey, I'll go to Gwar too. Justin's like, all right, cool. And he waits for them.
This whole time,
in this
we're
whole
texting
time,
Justin.
They're texting, yeah. They're blowing up. They're texting me, where the fuck's Justin? Why isn't he here at Gwar? This is fucking Gwar. And the person who was supposed to, who was like, oh, I'll go, decides to get drunk and go, no, I changed my mind. 15 minutes after, it was like 15 minutes, half hour after Gwar,
yeah,
was gone.
Like,
I hit
she
Justin
didn't get
up
work
when
in
it,
time.
When
he was like, this is, he's like, concert starting. Justin's like, I'll be down there.
No, not concert starting. In between.
Yeah.
It was the concert, like, the concert started, it's,
yeah,
just like right
and
before.
And he's like telling him, like, you need to get here. They're coming on. They're coming on. Yeah. And it's like 20 minutes into Gwar's set. She's like, no, I don't want to go. So
this is an event we build up all year.
This is, it was 8 years running.
Wow.
They go, I say no, they bitch, I tell them to get over it. It's tradition.
Yeah.
This was the first year he didn't go. And as his super best friend, I was like, you know what? I'll go to Gwar this year. Like, for this one.
Yeah.
Because of that. To make up for that, that's the only way to make up for it.
Gotcha.
And then I'm going to hate every moment of it, and I would probably have a black eye, dislocated shoulder.
So when does this event happen?
Usually in November.
Yeah. So how much are the tickets?
Like $20. For as
really?
Much as they fucking do,
really?
So cheap. It's the best
wow.
fucking value.
You know, I'll just go because it's just $20.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's
yeah.
gotta, it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
But they're going to be on the floor. I want to be alive.
I want to be drinking in the bar.
Yeah.
I'll be drinking with you.
Yeah.
Carter's so hardcore.
Of course he is. He's a fucking maniac.
Yeah. He, 1 year, he got a white tux jacket at Value Village.
Oh. And did he frame that shit afterwards?
He wore it the entire time.
Good for him, man. Fuck.
He keeps up with tradition. He doesn't take a shower that night. He wears that shit the next day.
This is what you look like usually afterwards. If not covered in green.
Oh.
Yeah. The entire day, Carter doesn't wash. He smells like ass.
He smells
that's
like
that's
300
my
people.
And Carlos.
Yeah, yeah.
Crunched together. Yeah. He's so crunchy.
That's you know, crunchy. Actually, I used to bowl with your brothers.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did he say anything?
No, and I remember you bowling there. Because you, I'll see you there
yeah,
all the time.
Justin bowled too.
Justin
yeah.
bowls like crazy.
No, you bowl too, fucker?
Yeah.
He's irritatingly good.
He is.
The way he irritates you, he's that good at bowling, and that's not even
I'm
exaggerating.
Not good at bowling.
Wait,
you shut the fuck up with that
what's
warm
your
mouth.
What's your average?
I don't know, like
180
something.
You're a goddamn liar, you are. You're
my
goddamn
average
liar.
Is 150, you dick.
No, he's lying. He's lying.
No,
he's
higher
no,
than that.
Like 180.
No, just about 180.
I think last time I played was like 182.
That's
yeah.
generally
fucking
what I hit.
No, because yeah. I see you pull 190s all the time.
Yeah, but average
that doesn't
out.
Matt, it's an average.
Even
Chris.
This, you'd be like, with the, any times
have you know what a math is?
No. Every time I go bowling with him, I've watched him
that's
basically
because you're
throw
fucking
a game.
Awful at bowling.
No, I've watched him throw a perfect game.
No, I've never bowled a 300. I bowled a 289. That's the highest I've gotten.
I bowled a 299. Oh, yeah. I fucked up the last frame.
Yeah.
I was so pissed at myself.
Lance got a perfect one, though.
Lance has two perfect games.
Lance
yeah.
has two perfect games, yes.
Carlos.
I don't even have fucking one. That's ridiculous.
I like to make the ball go
we,
real
we
fast.
We were bowling like
damn,
right.
That's it. I
just
like
the
ball
shot,
go,
put
that
ball.
Ball.
Just like,
I just boom!
I don't need two fingers.
I'm
wearing two fingers.
Weren't you guys there when Tabitha was skipped the lane and got a strike on
yeah.
the lane.
Yeah,
yeah.
Awesome.
That's
like,
awesome.
Boom, it was cracking. Like, that's good though, right? Like,
yes.
Man, hey.
Transfer.
Shit.
You can see this loud crack. And it's like, what did you just do?
And that ball, when it hits, it's like a, it just, boom, it echoes. You're like, oh man. The old Spaghetti Factory isn't allowed at Lilac, right?
I'm
Lilac
sure they are
and
now.
Big Daddy's.
Yeah.
Lilac and Big Daddy's.
Because we did the company party.
It's not Big Daddy's anymore. It's whatever.
Oh, the
Hugo's.
Hugo's,
yeah.
Hugo, yeah.
Their
yeah.
lanes are weird, too. They're
yeah.
real thin and a little shorter.
We got kicked out of there.
Yeah.
And Lilac.
We didn't get kicked out of there.
Yeah, we did.
No, that's the night you got wicked drunk and
what's you in the fucking wicked all the time? Wicked all
no,
the time.
No, because Papa rock. Kept throwing balls down and when the machine was coming down
Papa
crashing.
Was already fired by then.
No, he was there.
He or, wasn't there for Lilac.
Yeah, he wasn't there for
Lilac. I wasn't there for Lilac. I wouldn't work in there yet.
Because him and the frat boys kept throwing balls down.
Was there.
Yeah, that's when Deanna blew up at Lance and all of us letting him drink.
And we told her to go away.
And then one of the twins was fucking Brooke in the bar. And that was a whole fiasco that night.
Justin got. We went to Jack in the Box and Justin. Was
that is, and I wore the wolf mask.
We stole a cone,
and I was in the car sitting on my Subaru going, roar! Roar! Driving down the vision.
My
roar!
I remember that.
Let's do that story after the Flamin' Joe's ad.
Okay. Wait, we have to do the middle one?
Yeah, we gotta do the middle one.
Not it.
You can be it this time. I did the last one.
No, I did the last one.
I did the last middle one.
You did the first one.
No, I did the last middle one.
I did the last middle one.
Because I went to Robert and I was like, Robert, have you had a hot thing? Red Wing?
No.
You didn't. I listened to it. No, yeah.
I don't remember. No, anyway, it's not like you edited or anything.
I do. And I did the last
one. That would make you like the director, though, right?
Fuck you. And I did the pre-recorded one.
Fair. Robert's turn.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're only supposed to agree with us for like a minute.
Just say yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so fucking convincing.
That's like the guy, like, everyone's like siding with Hitler, and there's the one guy, you're the one guy in the crowd. Yeah.
Not
like, I just, you go, I know whose side I need to be on in this situation. I don't want to be, but ice cream. Whatever your thing is, man. Whatever that is going on.
So, okay, do we have anything right now for the Flamin' Joe's ad?
Right.
Do we have any specials? Nothing. Yeah, Father's Day is now over.
Well, bummer for you guys, Father's Day is over at Flamin' Joe's.
Good opening 2 seconds.
That's 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and
hot wings and beer.
You know, it would have been great, you guys, if you were like, hey, Bob, wouldn't you, like, write something out for a Flamin' Joe's ad?
Oh, no, we like putting people on the spot.
Hey, guys who work there, fucking finish it.
Don't trust Justin.
Just fucking.
No, I trust Justin.
Tag team it.
Yeah.
I trust him.
You trust me enough to actually, you know, work with me at least. So
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not a lot, actually.
Yeah, no, not that much.
I get paid to work with him.
Go, so you can tell the story.
Okay, well,
there's 2 locations at Flamin' Joe's.
Yeah, we have 2 locations out in the valley and up on North Division. We are open from 11 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or, no, I don't even know my own hours.
No, those are the hours, yeah. Oh, no, because Friday's.
Yeah, Friday, yeah, midnight, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
You guys can drink until midnight, which is
but
pretty
But if you want to come, like, the drink, though, you want to come between 3 to 6 o'clock, because we have happy hour from 3 to 6.
Is there another happy hour time, John?
Yeah.
From 9 to close.
Close. Fuck you! That took me a hot second. Fuck you! Oh, we are getting, like, 12 new beers. The ones we know that are going to be confirmed are going to be Guinness, Irish Death.
Only 12 dude. More taps.
Yeah.
We
have a cider. It's probably going to be Angry Orchard.
I think it's going to be red.
Always have Angry Orchard with a little bit of Fireball.
They're going to get some Angry Balls. Angry Balls is where it's at.
It's amazing.
And with those $3 shots of Fireball, they're at happy hour.
Can't hate all that. It's like the best happy hour deal right there.
$4.50, they are being bumped to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are
no longer $3.
Yeah.
God, fucking rude. Well, still, no, seriously, $4.50.
It's still
false advertising. I'm not going to get in trouble for that.
You need to hang out with a good...
No, you can't show false advertising! I hate you.
Sir, like, okay, Flamin' Joe's has a great environment. Like,
yeah, we
it's
have a great
all sports. It's
we
all
have
sports.
A new, we have a new claw game with an Xbox One and a Nintendo 3DS in there.
That's
it's $1 for a trial on the game. It's cut the rope, so it's a suction cup one.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Right on.
I think about $1,200
balls,
worth of
but go for
there?
It.
Right on.
Yeah, it's like $1,200
worth
of prizes.
$1,200 worth of prizes.
Yeah. It's totally worth giving it a shot, though. Tons of new pull tabs just up, so if you're looking to spend money and maybe not make money,
I might head down there after this podcast.
Yeah, do it. Get some hot wings, do the Code Red Challenge, and have some cold beer.
Screw the Code Red Challenge. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to do it and you're daring enough, go for it.
You did one wing.
It's still
that's
fucking
still
sucked.
One wing more than anyone should ever need to take of the Code Red.
Yeah, and you fucking like, you try this, because it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
You know what? I was about to totally flip on him and be that mean, but
It is funny.
Like, we all do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Justin eats a little bit every day because he thinks it builds his immunity
up to it. You're fucking hilarious.
He treats it like someone does, like, with a disease, like, trying to, like, they do the cell culture, like, if we give it a little bit, like,
just a little more heroin, I might be more tolerant.
Yeah. I build up a tolerance to my heroin.
It turns out it's starting to build indigestion and get
and then be like, you know what sounds good? Code 4 or 5. That's, yep. That reads a little much. That kind of
backfired. I stopped doing the code right a day about 4 months ago.
Oh, God.
Who would have thunk it?
How much? How
4 years worth of code red, and his body goes, what part of nay does thou understand? It's terrible.
It's good, though. It's tasty.
So, the bowling story. We went bowling at the place on the South Hill. It wasn't Hugo's at the time.
It was Big Daddy's.
It was Big Daddy's.
Big Daddy's, yeah.
Because we had a wicked cool fucking general manager.
Wicked cool.
Now he's still in the boat.
Now he's just going to be the other guy.
It's wicked cool, mate.
Which would just make it, you know, wicked funny.
Wicked.
Yeah, wicked fucking funny.
God, you could do this.
Someone said we're pretty wicked smart.
He rented the lanes for all of us, and we bowled all night. It was cool.
Wicked cool.
Wicked fucking cool. Justin got... It's the only time I visibly have seen Justin drunk. Because even if Justin's drunk, holds it really well. Because
we're playing this guy, Tom, and...
Like beer for beer.
No, it was like pitcher.
Yeah.
Like pitcher for like 3 games or
was
something.
Was that a wicked pitcher?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not as mean as Darrell, though.
No.
Wait, that would almost have been stabbed worthy and going back and so continue the story and he's bleeding out the pit of his throat, like, what the fuck? And he's just like, no, continue the
story. Someone attack me.
I need an adult.
I know, an adult or adult.
Like, he was visibly drunk enough.
Oh, yeah.
That I drove his car down to Jack and the
Week. No, I drove my car down.
You drove down to Jack and the
because I don't remember driving. I was told
one of us drove.
And I was wearing a wolf mask, so I couldn't drive.
Yeah.
You could die.
You
were howling out the window.
I was out the sunroof going,
woo! Down division. Out of the sunroof.
I think I have pictures of
that. So we went to the Jack in the Box at the bottom hill where they were remodeling.
Yeah.
Justin throws up in the drive-thru.
Because Chris ordered food and the smell of food just like...
Wait, didn't he tell us you didn't throw up? Like, you don't throw up at all?
No, but he does. There's not the traditional throw-up point. His is borderline blackout.
No, that's not. We threw, like, the party's
kind of like me.
Yeah, right. We threw up, like, full, like, linguine.
And he threw up down the fucking side of his car.
Yeah, yeah. Moved by car.
That's right. Yeah,
Justin threw up in the drive-thru.
I don't believe a fucking word you say, so don't blame me if I don't believe you.
After Chris bought his $75 worth of food for him.
Okay, so
$75?
No, it was not $75.
How the fuck does that happen?
It's not that much. That's way exaggerating.
Like 35.
It's not. So when I get really drunk, like early, especially early 20s drunk.
Or hungry
in general. But if I'm drunk, I'm inherently hungry because I'm always hungry.
Okay.
But the moment I know I'm drunk is I go, food, and then it doesn't matter. And it's all I can. That's it. There is the driving force of my awakeness for the time being until food is ingested is food. And whatever the journey takes, I will push people over. I will leave people behind.
Wow.
People get drunk and slow and start being like, well, I'm not that drunk.
You're holding up the fucking train.
Let's go. Food. I am a douche and I don't care when it comes to food. And I don't like getting that drunk. It's just not something I enjoy doing. But when I'm a hungry douche, it's a whole nother monster. But we get there and I go up and I got the same thing. Ultimate cheeseburger, ultimate breakfast sandwich, 2 chicken sandwiches, Caesar salad, a large chocolate shake, and
2 of the cake.
Double cakes. Because if I got more than that, I would be like...
That's a $35 order. You know that, right?
Yeah. And that's not much. And then I would sit there, and Justin would be like, sandwich? Normally, not blacked out drunk, but like, I have a sandwich, and I'm just like, Seymour, damn! And I would just gorge and eat it all and go, bedtime, and I'd be out. And I'd be like, and I won't wake up hangover. ever. That was my hangover, because I would just absorb all of it.
He eats it before I can finish my sandwich.
Yeah. I devour it. There is no... I get quiet.
Fair. Wait, open your mouth as big as you can, because I shove food. You fucking have an Errol Smith mouth, dude.
I know, it's huge.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, I just shove food. It's terrible.
To be fair, I eat slow. But he still gets it all done before I get my sandwich.
I gorge. When I eat, because I won't like eat all day and stuff, and then I gorge. Or I'll snack on it.
How the fuck are you not fat?
I am. I'm getting a dad bod. I really am. I'm dad bodding it.
Fuck you. You're not fat.
I'm dad bodding
it. Fat, fat, fat. Well, he's actually getting
fluffy, fat. Different. Because he's cleaning his up. I'm getting Joseph. He's probably 10 times healthier than I am.
No, dude. You lost like tons of weight, dude. We're proud of you.
75.
75?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. That's like half of me plus some.
Yeah.
Because I'm like 180 now.
But so awesome, we pulled through, and Chris was eating, and we're just listening to music at the box. Kathy was there when we were at Jack in the Box.
When I was a Wolfman.
She was driving.
Kathy was driving. She was the DD.
Because you were drunk, too.
Okay, Kathy drove me down there. I drove your car home.
Because it was the less drunker of the situation, and I wouldn't take off my wolf mask. So I was obviously not anywhere near sober enough to do much.
Like, we kind of... my mask stays on!
Sober enough, Jack in the Box. We were blaring music. I'm sure Jack in the Box wasn't too happy about us just loitering in the parking lot.
But Justin was throwing up, and me being the good friend, I was checking on him while eating and being like, Justin, are you okay?
Are you okay?
No wonder he's fucking puking. He's like, I see a wolf!
I'm sitting there eating, and I'm like... Are you
I can't
okay?
find a thought about
and
it.
He's doing this one.
Yeah,
he's doing and throw it off. I'm just
pathetic.
Like,
oh,
no, he is.
That's
Justin's the quiet throbber. He's the. And it's like it's a whole upper like convulsion, and then stop.
It's like a fucking dog taking shit. It's like
he's gotta work it out.
I don't want to fight it. Like,
cause mine, when I get that kind of sick, if I'm drunk, it just
I know. I have to go to the bathroom. Like toilet,
boom, done.
Yeah,
yep. And you're like, I'm good, and I'm hungry, and then I go get food. That's you can't.
Chris gets into our car, and we had the sunroof. We had that Maxima.
Yeah.
Chris gets into our car, and we're just talking. Burst through the sunroof.
I was not sober that day. So there was no soberness that day.
Then I'll have to go to the car because you have an opportunity to do that because me and you will be drunk.
No, no, no. This week, no. I'm good on drunk.
Well, you're going to be wanting to get drunk in November,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'll have to be drunk for more.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So I drove. We'll have to throw it on the page so people can see.
Yeah, I'll throw the
picture. Throw the Guar pictures up and that up so they can see that.
So I drove Justin's car back because I sobered up at Jack in the Box. And Justin's in the back of the car. Chris, you were in the car with us, right? Or did you ride with Kathy?
I rode with Kathy because she doesn't like driving at night.
Yeah. So.
And I couldn't wear the wolf mask anymore.
Justin's in the back because he still doesn't feel very good.
Yeah.
And I just hear the car door open. I'm like, shit! As I'm getting on to Division there.
No.
He wasn't throwing up. He was stealing the cone that was there.
Oh, they had the
ball. He was like, pocket?
No, it's huge. It was a huge cone, too. So when we get back in.
No. Going down Division, 5 minutes later.
How fast were you going?
I was getting on Division when he stole it. Okay.
All right.
5 minutes later, I'm going down Division. I hear, where did this cone come from?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
That cone ended up being in the Subaru. Well, I think for the rest of the time, he had the Subaru, right?
It was in his bedroom.
I transferred it. I gave it to what's her name? The one with Gabe and me went to the Macklemore concert. We needed cones on there.
Lulu?
No.
You needed cones there?
I don't know, Ryan. We're going.
That's pretty much the story.
Cone? Yeah, dude. Like,
why would you
have
give
to
someone a cone?
I don't know.
That cone has history. It was worn as a drunken hat.
Wow.
No, that wasn't
that,
a cone.
That wasn't
a hat cone. That was one of the tall, skinny ones.
No, I know. But, no, the thin round ones?
No.
No, it was like a cone.
No. It was the tall, skinny, round cone.
Like little, like this wide.
With the weight on the bottom.
Then where's where the one we wrote as a hat?
Oh, you have a big one?
No, I have it outside.
Yeah,
the big one?
Yeah, because we
used it for Beer Fest. No, that's from when we were teaching you how to drive out at the falls.
But where did we get the cone?
It was out at the falls.
Oh, we just kept it?
The security guard kicked us off. So
you took the cone.
So, and then he drove his golf cart away. We're like, well, this cone is ours. it's out in my driveway.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Because that's the cone I care about.
Yeah, well, that's the one we still have.
That's a good cone.
He had the tall, skinny cone.
That's what it was. God, fucking stealing shit. Where the fucking cone?
Still a lot of things in my life.
My favorite Justin poor decision choice of drinking this. We were at a house party. This is the same night that I may or may not have shot him in the face with a Roman candle.
And framed me and tried to get me in trouble.
In one night.
You gotta tell that fucking story.
In one night. We try to frame Jarrell cheating on Kathy, who they are now engaged.
We finally convinced him to come out.
He just got engaged. Yeah. And so our way of congratulating him by not telling us first, because we were more important than family.
Party. Yeah.
There was a house party.
They were so mad at me for not telling them before my family.
Violently mad that we didn't talk to him like an entire shift. We talked at him and we'd go, Steve, tell Jarrell this thing for us. And he's like, I'm not.
Steve got tired.
He got tired quick. We were having fun and he goes, I'm not anymore. I don't want to play this game.
They took my locker, they cocked it shut.
No.
Yeah. And glued up my locker.
So I'm going to tell you guys if I want to marry Chris, I'll tell you guys
first. No, you have to. You have to tell us first. Yeah, no.
Not even like my mom and dad.
No.
They calmed down a little bit, but yeah.
I had to tell them.
don't fucking risk it.
Yeah. They were there.
That's because you were afraid.
Yeah. Like out of fear. Like you do it out of fear, not out of friendship. That's our friendship is predicated on fear.
They got my pants out somehow, filled it full of
paper clips, like when you, the 3-hole punch, and we had and it filled up the tray.
Yeah,
tied off the bottom of the pants, and then filled the pants
and all the pockets.
Yeah, with tons of them.
I showed up late to work,
that and we were like, "You might want to show up early today." And he's like, "I'm gonna be late." Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. Spag started at 3:15. I didn't get upstairs till 4. When the restaurant opened.
Oh, no.
So spaghetti was not ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Because I had to tear my locker apart.
Luckily, it only takes 9 minutes to cook, so it's fine.
Yeah, but there's everything you gotta cook, because that was before we were saving.
You also cooked 4 things at once.
Spag from the day before.
Well, he had to cook 4 things at once, because he was so behind. But
it's still manageable.
I still had to fill my pots and get them boiling, Justin.
I'm pretty sure we turned them on for you because we knew he was going to
take
them
out. Maybe,
so that night, we do there's a house party. Like, that weekend, there's a house party.
Okay.
At our friend Tron's house. His name is Ryan, but when Ryan gets drunk, he becomes Tron.
No, he was OJ when he was drunk.
OJ.
OJ.
He was Tron anyway.
He gets, like...
A murderous liar?
he glasses and everything.
Oh, that's fucking pedophile creepy.
And the funny thing is, we worked with Tron. And Kathy worked with Tron at Kenworth at the same time.
No. Yeah, so he's double job at it. So, while we're at this house party, we're like, man, we gotta fuck with Jarrell. Cause fuck him not telling us. So, we get this lesbian.
We're still not over it.
Yeah, still now. It's been years and we're not over it.
It's like 10 years
so
ago, right?
We
just celebrated our 8th anniversary.
We ain't over it.
Yeah.
So, we convinced this half-drug lesbian girl to be like, okay, all we need to do is... She
pretty
nasty. And we were like, we need you to get all over Jarrell. We need you to hang up on Jarrell.
I wasn't drinking yet.
And he wasn't drinking. That's what made this great.
We were drunk.
I
didn't have a drink
until
after Kathy.
I'm not
going to
get drunk.
I'm not Thailand? Is that what you think?
No, I didn't drink until after Kathy and I got married.
Really?
I was 20 when we got married.
Yeah.
I was a good kid.
I know, right?
Yeah,
so
you guys really fucked him up.
We destroyed the
21 birthday was, yeah.
Yeah,
it was a bad day.
So, he's sober.
The day was pretty fucking awesome. That night.
Because
we went and saw dinosaurs, and we fucking ran
over. It was a great day.
Yeah.
Night, not so much.
Night was bad for a while.
We get this girl to be all over Jarrell.
Okay.
And we're taking pictures, and then I call Kathy. I'm like,
no.
Kathy, Jarrell.
No, Chris is,
we're under cigars.
Oh, and cigar. We're having a cigar and
like
a drink, and have this girl hang
like,
on him.
Like,
and it was just, here, hold
like,
this. Okay, hold this. Why am I holding these things?
Doing, like,
no. And we had her, like on him.
Yeah. And you could tell this girl was, like, repulsed by me.
She wasn't even feeling it, but she was like, I'll do this to fuck with him.
Yeah.
And then we took a picture and sent it to Kathy, like, look what he's doing. And she's like, you're all fucking stupid.
Even then.
Ruined the whole moment for us.
That's awesome.
But as the night progresses, of our
he knows
your
bullshit.
Yeah,
even
we get super drunk. like, way too drunk for our own good. This guy, especially.
I was gone.
Yeah, he left. Because he's the good guy at the time.
Okay. And I like to test my limits.
He takes a Taz coffee cup, finds every unfinished glass and shot glass.
What?
And pours it into this cup. Everything
I would walk around is people,
alcohol.
Like, and go, okay, so really sip. How many bottles were there? Was there like tequila, everything.
It was the liquor store.
Probably around between 30 and 40 different kinds of
okay,
liquor.
To put into perspective, by the time when we got there, at 5-ish,
they had
a guy, like an hour into the party, blacked out, drunk on the floor.
What?
And when they were trying to wake him up, and he goes, "Don't fucking touch me." His cousin goes, "Don't make me stop you. Go downstairs and go to bed." And this is when we had CDs, you know, the round discs, use a laser to listen to.
Yeah.
On the other side of the room, mind you.
Yeah.
And we're on the upstairs of this house.
No, it was like, you're like where you're standing, and the radio was like right there.
And the stereo would be here. He's laying down, and he's drunk, he's passed out, and he sits up, and he's like, "Fuck you." And his head's up, and his cousin politely goes, "Boom," and Bruce Lee 2-inch punches his face, and he hits the floor, and passes out, and the CD skips.
That's how
this party starts.
By a Bruce Lee fucking punch,
and we're like, "Damn," and they drag him downstairs, and he's like, "Asshole bitch will not be tolerated at my fucking party," and they throw him on the couch.
Tron is a fucking badass. Damn. So,
yeah, Ron's pretty cool.
So we're all crazy drunk. Justice go to him, puts him into everybody.
Oh,
and
God.
So he sits there, and he goes, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I got a bit of everything from everybody." Why? Oh.
So it's like,
I like your drunk Justice. I like
your... And he just, boom, whole thing, and I'm like, "Oh, he's gonna throw up." And I walked away, I'm like, "Have fun." And I go into all my business, and then I go, "Has anyone seen Justin?" And they go,
"He had fettuccine at the Spanish."
Yeah, fettuccine Alfredo to eat.
I ate before work.
Yeah, because we wanted to eat
before
work.
Almost the worst thing in the fucking
so
world.
So I go to the van, and because I'm drunk, I look
for
the van.
It's like a bunch of cums
out
your mouth.
Basically. So I'm looking for the van that was parked here. Down the street.
Like, right here.
Like, yeah. So here's this, the...
You know, you guys, we're on a fucking podcast right now.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah. Well, no, but so for your guys' visual. So, we're halfway at the... Like, in the middle of the block.
Okay.
On the other side of the street.
Yeah.
The van was in the middle.
Okay.
I'm drunk, and I'm like, "The van isn't there."
Uh-oh.
Where'd the van go?
Yeah, where did...
The van is a full car length ahead.
And I'm like, a fucking car length.
So, I'm like, "What the fuck?" And there's people sitting on the our side of the curb, and he's on the other side where the street's at.
Yeah.
I run and jump over these people. I am
obliterated. Not even
drunk.
I see what's happening.
No, obstacle. No. And I go around, and I'm like, and I go to where the van was, and I'm like, "Justin, where?" And it's like fucking the entire pile of fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh.
Like, "Did you throw up, or did you just pour it out? Because it looks the same." Yeah, it does. And he's sitting there, out of the van, doing the...
the dog.
Yep. And I look at him like, "How many times?" And he goes,
"One, two, three, four,
five times." And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And then he crawls across the seat, like, so just crawls, gets in the driver's seat, starts, I'm like, "Where are you going?" And he pulls up, pulls the keys out, gets in the passenger seat, opens the door.
Yep.
Well, he's smart enough to slip on his own fucking bomb.
No, not even that. This is how much he's a good friend. I'm like, "Why are you doing that?" He goes, "I don't want you to step in it when you get in the van."
God damn it. That's like an audience saying, "Oh, you're such a fucking douchebag, you suck!"
You just see these progressively smaller piles of vomit. It's just so ridiculous. And I was like, "Are you going to be okay? I'll go get you water." And I get a water and I bring it back. And he's like, "I'll be good. Give me like 20 minutes.
You want some of my slushies?"
Yeah. And so he drinks water. I go back inside, let everybody know. I was like, "He's thrown up, but watch out. There's Hurl all the way down the block." And they're like, "Good enough." And then Ryan's like, "I got fireworks." And it's like Justin's drunk sense of poor decisions was like, "Ping!" And he goes inside.
Yes.
So what do we do it? What's the plan? And we
got
a whole bag of Roman candles, and we're like three full sleeves, and I'm like, "Fireworks."
And Ryan lives next to a park in Hilliard.
So we turn this park into bombing over Berlin.
Nice.
Sans World War II. Like, we are World War II, the bombs over Berlin. Just air raid sirens, music blaring in the house, and everyone's firing off their Roman candles. And mine won't stay lit, and I aim it at Justin to show him mine won't stay lit. One's working, and I go, this one won't work.
Yeah.
And he goes, he looks right down the fucking candle, and he's like, it's red, though. And I go, huh? Boom! And literally, this close to his head, boom!
Oh,
with a shot in square in the face, and I'm like, almost as I look into it and go, works now. Boom!
And you're like, oh, Justin's okay. I'm just gonna keep going, firing.
And just all you see is just streaks of this Roman candle through the air.
There was like 15, 20 of us like just
running around screaming, covering.
Now, were you drunk enough not to feel a Roman camel hit you in the fucking eye?
I don't know. That probably would have sobered him up real fucking quick.
Yeah.
That would have been a dent in the forehead. A permanent mark that no matter what
thing he does. What happened to your forehead? Oh, yeah, that was a Roman candle.
Yeah.
I
think
we
did
Jack in the Box later.
Yeah, no, then we did Jack in the Box.
There's always Jack in the Box.
Oh, Jack in the Box. Especially this.
Cheap, awesome food.
Yep. Yeah, then there was always Jack in the Box.
So, this was on a Saturday. Tron only worked at the Spag on Sundays by the time I started working there.
Wow.
I show up the next day. I was like, how was the rest of the party, Tron? Because I left pretty early.
Yeah, you're the good boy.
Well,
we passed out.
I had to fucking work early. Wow. Tron opened.
We passed out there, and he carpooled with us.
Yeah.
On an amusing note, Captain Get Punched in Face was awake. Out of the front lawn.
He woke up early before everyone else.
Sprang off the cushions and passed downstairs. Like, dude, what happened? He's like, piss myself.
No.
Captain Get Punched in the Face, because this is where I was going.
Yeah.
I talked to Tron. I was like, how was the rest of the party? He tells me that you almost shot him.
Yeah.
And he's like, so at 6 this morning, I was watering my couch cushions because Captain Get Punched in the Face pissed on my couch.
Yep.
And my neighbor gets up because he's going to work.
Oh, no. 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh.
We were partying. We basically, it's because people passed out.
Yeah.
It was not a party that ended because people went home.
Yeah.
So,
it was just until you passed
the Tron's, out. His neighbor went up to him. He's like, Ryan, I don't care if you have parties all night, but fucking fireworks. What the fuck?
Which would be tell when you're sleeping, you're like, they're good.
Oh, were they even like close to 4th of July or anything?
No,
like,
no. It was
it's
in the summer.
November, dude.
But it was like, no, that wasn't one of the summer.
It was fall,
maybe? It was like late summer.
Yeah.
It had to be late summer. Late summer, maybe
Fally?
September.
No. Was it Wicked Falling?
Wicked
Falling. No, what was it? Spring. Right? It was probably spring.
Whenever we had fireworks, whenever you could have them.
Yeah.
It had to be spring because I had already gotten engaged, but we weren't married yet.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the drunkest person at the party remembers the.
So, but this is as Ryan is watering his couch cushions on the front lawn.
Oh my god.
He's drinking coffee while washing the couch cushions. And we get up and we're like, how are you doing? And he's like, fucking piss all over my couch. Son of a bitch. And the yard is hell. The house is hell. And I don't remember how many plastic bags were filled with shit. We just filled everything we could.
Yeah.
There's so many times I just crashed out of his place.
Because we had to work at noon. And so we basically helped clean up and we went to McDonald's.
That's the same
breakfast.
Guy that like started his barbecue and lost all his
And that same day. That same day he lost his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a one night of just hangover level.
You'd wake up,
insanity.
A bowl of Cheerios with
Sriracha.
Sriracha,
yeah.
And
a
sriracha. Milk. It would be Coors Light.
Yeah.
So Tron.
That's awesome.
Tron opened. The rest of us showed up at noon, and I was the only person not hungover in that kitchen that day.
They
turned off all the lights. They turned on dim. They turned on the hood lights that we never used.
Yeah. Because everything was too much.
The music was quiet.
And then the manager comes in, and he goes, Click! How you guys doing? Because every day he comes in, and he screams, How you guys doing? And we all just shut up.
And he knew we were going to that house.
Yeah. He's like, yo, it was like, yeah, fun!
You
go die.
I was like, I had a good time.
So fucking terrible. That's probably one of the worst, like, let's not do those again, and they became like a...
I think that Sunday was my first Sunday, too, when you
that
got
one,
maybe drink
yeah.
the salsa and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have some...
You had to drink salsa?
Yeah, my first Sunday.
Back when our, like, salsa was hot. before we had real hot food.
I get it.
Before we got into, like, real hot, like, being at Joe's or just enjoying
and
hot food.
And now it's, like, 2 ounces of dead heat.
Dead heat.
No, that salsa was pretty hot. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like this homemade salsa that Tron got, so it was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that dude, again, Sriracha and Coors Light and Cheerios.
He's got some fucking...
Yeah. He was like... Jesus. He was our Will Ferrell in... Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
And like, we're like, he was the legend. He was our drinking legend. Of like, Mom! Meatloaf! Yeah, he was that guy. We're like, he's a legend. He still lives in him. Like, everything about him is a loser.
Yeah.
But Tron was, like, Tron was awesome.
He was
great,
a great
guy. But the dude, just when it came to drinking, was so unrivaled. His hangover cure was Cheerios, Coors Light, and Sriracha. And he's like, why? And he's like... I can't not.
That's so gross.
And he's like, it just will happen one day, and it's just what makes
Tron
it
would
away.
Eat the Red Wing, and then he's like, I'll get two more of those and be fine.
Jesus Christ, is he even fucking human?
Maybe.
Now he's human. Because it caught up with him, and his insides are nowhere near as powerful.
Yeah.
And so with that, this episode was not for metaphobes. Car.
Smooth.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports? Looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.
It's either living in a world with predatory deer or predatory squirrels. Like, what would you rather deal with?